Welcome. You've got podcast. The Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast is a condensed version of the show. Go to kidnation.com for more kid content. Kid Craddock
in the Morning. It's that time to hand out some money.
Let's do it.
Now, we have a cash cube that we turned into a initial cube.
Yeah.
We have five full sets of alphabets in there.
Okay.
And we're going to have 15 seconds to get two letters.
Cut it down from 20 seconds, huh?
Yeah, 15 seconds. Kelly grabbed it.
Kelly did it
in
like 3 seconds.
Sorry. Yesterday.
Now, we do have duds in there, so there are some blank ones.
Okay.
And we want to thank CashCube.com for letting us borrow this awesome machine.
Yeah.
Purdy.
So we're going to spin the wheel to see who's going to go in there. Yesterday was Kelly Raspberry. She's still in.
Oh, I can go again?
Yep.
Oh, wow. She can win every day.
In fact, I thought it would be hilarious if you were the one that got it every single time.
It would be hilarious.
You love doing that.
For Mikey. Obvious reasons.
Are you ready?
Yeah, we're ready.
So
that wheel.
Oh, the anticipation's killing me.
I know. That was a good spin.
Jenna!
Yeah!
All right.
All right, cool. I'm going to do it, actually.
You ever been on one of these things before?
You know what? We did this once a couple years ago for something. It was for this.
Oh. Yeah, it was, yeah.
But only once. And I only got to do it for, like, practice for fun. So, not legit.
All right, here we go.
Oh, you got on the glasses.
Safety glasses.
Vanity glasses made out of glasses material.
Got, I know this shirt's going to
pull, the microphone down so we can hear you.
Where is it?
That red thing. There you go.
All right.
You ready?
Sure. I don't know. Let me tuck my shirt in.
Yeah, we don't know. It's flashing.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, what a wardrobe malfunction.
Get a show on Kid TV.
It could be Boob Cube instead of Cash Cube.
So don't forget, Jenna, now that you're in the Cash Cube, things are going to be flying around. You only have 15 seconds. You have to grab them out of the air.
Call it.
Everybody's got to be quiet. You've got to open it up and then show it to the camera and show it to everybody and say what the letter is.
Okay. All right, I'm ready.
All right.
Let's do it.
Very intense.
Hit it.
All right. Oh, wow.
All right.
Oh, okay, I got one. It's a J.
J.
Okay. J is for Jenna.
You didn't show it to the camera, but that's okay.
I did.
Oh, you did. Okay,
these are good letters. And a T.
Justin Timberlake.
Yes.
Yeah.
James Taylor.
James Taylor. Right. Oh, that's a good one.
All right. J and T or T and J.
Your initials are JT or TJ. That's the legal first and last name on your legal ID.
You've got to
be the 13th
Jefferson.
Caller at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT. JT or TJ.
Yep.
It's going to win $500 cash. And if JT or TJ has posted free money for Kid Nation on his or her social media status, that will double to $1,000.
Yeah.
We can only hope.
Nice.
Those great letters.
Quirky 80s comedian, Judy Tenuta.
Wow, that is reaching.
Hey, it's no X and
John,
G.
We got John Tesh.
John Travolta.
Taylor.
John Travolta.
Yeah. John Taylor from Duran Duran.
Julius Thomas. Football player. Jonathan Taylor Thomas. Added another T in there for
you. Yeah, but that still counts.
Yeah.
It does.
Is there a TJ?
Tom Jones.
Yeah, Tom Jones. What's new, pussycats?
Whoa.
There's a lot.
Tim Jenkins.
Yeah. Who's Tim Jenkins?
And down at the church. You know, Brother Jenkins.
Tommy Lee Jones.
He's a husher.
Tommy Lee Jones.
There you go.
Tanya Jarding.
There's obviously going to be tons of T's, J's, and T's calling in right now.
I love her music.
Yeah.
Speaking of singers, since you just brought up Tina Turner, Al.
Yes.
Did you hear this lady in Germany?
No, I did not.
This German woman is showing off the technique of overtone singing.
What is overtone singing?
That's where the person can sing two notes at once, and this is what it sounds like.
It hurts.
Wow.
There's two tones in there?
Two tones?
There. She got it there. That is not her
voice.
How
do you do that?
She is not doing
that. How do you do that?
Yes, she is.
How do you sing two?
She's whistling while she's...
It's like making one of your vocal cords do one thing
and then...
Yeah, I mean, they say that it's just a muscle, so,
that's
you know,
like
it is just about...
Weird.
Well, who is it that... Kenny G that he can breathe and play. He breathes
while
and
he's playing
can
the cornet.
He can, like,
or whatever.
Breathe in and blow out playing that saxophone at the same time.
The only cool thing I could do with my voice is this.
I try.
You can growl.
I can go for like 10 minutes doing that.
I know. I hear you do it every day. It drives me nuts. A lot of people can do that. Such a little kid thing to do.
Okay, Jason.
Why are you doing that?
We get it. We get it.
Okay.
It's not entertaining at all.
We get it, Jason.
Thank God. It's saved by the JT.
Yay.
I still going. I could have kept going.
Hi, who is this on the phone? Hello?
Joshua?
Thompson.
Yep, ma'am.
Does Joshua start with a J?
Yes, it does.
And does Thompson start with a T, my brother?
Yes, sir.
Well, then you just won $500.
Attaboy, Joshua Thompson.
All right.
You were the 13th caller.
That's on your legal ID, correct?
Yes, sir.
We're going to make you prove it, Joshua.
That's right. That's right.
That's all right. I got my license with me.
All good. You know what else we're going to make you prove if you did it? Did you, Joshua? Oh, I already
Thompson.
Can tell the answer to this.
Dang it, Joshua!
I didn't think I was going to get through. I've been trying, and I never get through. So,
well,
so you didn't bother to post free money for Kid Nation on your social media status?
No, I'm sorry,
Joshua. That would have gotten you $1,000, but
Joshua,
congratulations on winning $500.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Are you going to do it? What are you going to do with the money, dog?
Man, I don't know. My daughter's birthday is coming up here pretty soon, so
there it goes.
Okay. There you go.
Yeah, it's already gone.
Are you a single? Are you a single guy?
No, I'm not.
Oh, there you go, Kelly.
What?
There you go, Kelly. Wait, he's not single.
Now go, Jenna. I should go for him now?
You were just saying you wanted a JT.
No, I don't.
You just said it.
I get rejected by single guys. Why would I go after someone not single?
Jenna, if I wasn't single, I'm sorry.
Sorry. Bad move there, Joshua Thompson. Bad.
Well, I didn't want you anyway, Joshua. I'd wait for a man with $1,000.
You're the kind of brother that will see a group of girls hanging out at the club and you walk up with one drink.
Hey, Joshua, even though you're taking her, are you on Tinder?
No, I'm not.
All right. Well, then.
I'm not up with the social media, I guess. I don't know.
Well, okay.
Clearly, you didn't post.
Hold on for a second.
Could have had $1,000. Yeah.
We're going to do this again same time tomorrow. Be like Joshua and listen, but don't be like Joshua and forget to post free money for Kid Nation on your Facebook Twitter or Instagram.
Kelly, if I wasn't single, it'd be.
Oh, you and Jenna?
No, me and you, girl. Come on now.
Back to more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show. The Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Tender.
Tender. Love me tender. Love me sweet.
Cause you're my tenderoni. Cause you're my tenderoni.
Due to recent events, both of the ladies on the show are now single and ready to mingle. And what better way to mingle nowadays than to do it on Tinder?
Yeah.
Right?
You can mingle anywhere you want.
It works for some people.
It works for a lot of people.
It works for a lot of people. People are finding love. People are at least having a good laugh.
Yeah. Why not?
Mm-hmm.
Some people take it very seriously. Some look at it as a time waster. I mean, you just never know. It depends on how you want to use it.
If anything.
Sure.
But we want to help you out, and that's why we started doing Tinder Tuesday.
But Tinder is a little different than Match.com. You don't have, like, a profile or anything set up. It's just basically one of those that you put your pictures up, and then you just look at other pictures and see if you're interested,
sort
right?
Sort of, but
I've never been on Tinder, so I'm just getting to understand.
Well, thanks for telling us what it is, Al.
I'm not savvy to it. Well, it's okay, because, I mean, a lot of people don't know. We take for granted, because we know everybody knows.
Right.
Yeah.
I wasn't savvy to it, so when I signed on, I just linked it to my Facebook page.
Okay.
So literally, one click and you're there. But other people apparently sign up and they just put up one or two pictures and a quick pithy line.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so you
and
don't.
That's it.
You don't need to link it to your
apparently
Facebook.
Apparently not, because other people who have been on it don't seem to do that.
Got
well,
it.
Mine. I don't know. Mine. I thought you had to
link it to something.
Link it to Facebook or sign in through, but it doesn't have to access everything. You can select which photos and block some other ones. But anyways.
Okay.
Got so anyway, we actually have people who are very serious about finding love on Tinder,
yeah.
Or at least having some
love
meaningful relationships that maybe last a night, hopefully longer, like Raul. And I believe we actually have Raul on the phone.
Raul Villanueva.
Raul, hi.
Shout out, buddy.
How are you?
We're doing great. Now, I understand you have a question about Tinder Tuesdays.
I do.
What was it?
Okay. My question is, whenever I'm on Tinder, I have, like, there's some specific things that girls do that I automatically, like, swipe left to. I was kind of wondering what the specific things are for guys that make girls automatically swipe left.
Okay, well, that's interesting, Raul, because we're girls. I was on Tinder. I might be tempted to get back on. Jenna's on it now. What makes you swipe right?
Makes me swipe right. Just, I don't know, like a normal picture. I feel like whenever girls go out of their way to, I don't know, do a duck face or take this elaborate selfie and elaborate filters, I just kind of get, I don't know, it's just weird. I automatically swipe left. But if it's just kind of a girl hanging out, just mostly by herself, if it's a group picture, I don't like guessing who it is. So if I have to guess who the girl is, I'm probably not going to swipe right.
Okay, so group shots, you swipe left. Duck face over Photoshop pictures, you swipe left.
Swipe or no swiping?
Raul makes a great point because with my buddies, the guys that are on Tinder, the number one complaint I get from them is the group picture.
Yeah, oh, for sure.
That is the
when you don't know which one it is, I mean, you don't know what you're working with.
Right.
Yeah, you swipe through a few times and you're like, wait, how do I meet the friend?
Well, yeah.
Let me ask you this, Tinder people. Do you have to do one or the other? I mean, like Facebook, people pop up, people you may know, and you can just totally ignore them, period. Or do you have to swipe left or swipe right?
You have to swipe
right
or left.
Yeah, I didn't know. Okay.
Yeah, in order to get to the next one.
I know you can like leave them out there to go around the rotation again if you don't do either one.
Catchphrase. Like in order to get to the next clue, you got to
do something.
Get it or get it wrong, yeah.
Okay.
So Raul is asking us, Jenna, being the girls on the show, what causes us to swipe right or swipe left?
Okay. Fair question.
Okay, so when I have swiped right, I mean, look, this is an app kind of based on immediate looks. You know what I'm saying? Like, so you are going to judge that, and I don't want shirtless. I'm turned off by a photo of someone with their kids. If it's just their kids, I've seen some of those. It's
where
like
they're not in it.
I get it. That's great. I'm not ruling you out if you're a single dad, but if it's just all of your kids, I really like seeing a photo of a guy in his element. Maybe something that's, you know, he's cropped out with a group of friends where he looks normal, having a good time, like he didn't try too hard for the photo. Maybe another one showing him being active on vacation, doing something like that. Just something that shows a little personality.
What if he's shirtless while being active? Like, what if he's really proud that he finished that, you know, marathon and he's crossing the finish line?
Is that
shirtless.
Cool?
That's okay.
Not if it's the only one, but yeah, if there's a couple in there and that's one of them showing what he, like him in his element, of course.
What if he's at the club and his shirt's unbuttoned and he's spraying champagne on everybody?
Woohoo! That's my kind of
party.
The party guy.
Hell to the no.
Making it rain.
And I don't like it when guys, you know, when I was on Tinder, would post a picture of them with a girl that's obviously their current or ex-girlfriend. You're not really sure. It could be his sister, but you don't know.
You
the
don't post
the implication
a girl, a picture
is,
with a,
is you're in a relationship, so what the heck are you doing on here? Or you're too stupid to know not to put a picture of you and your ex-girlfriend on
and family.
Dating site.
I mean, that's for Facebook. I don't really want to. This is a hookup site. Afraid if you're good friends with your parents, but I don't want to be looking at that photo.
The strategy is the George Costanza strategy. Looking at that dude, and hopefully from a girl's perspective, you're like, oh, wow, he gets hot chicks. He surrounds himself. Whoever she is, she's hot. So let me get in that circle.
I definitely would not swipe right. Or is that right? Am I even doing it?
Yeah, right is
correctly?
Good.
Yeah, I definitely wouldn't swipe right. I saw someone post a photo of their bank account.
Yeah. Some people might think that's funny.
Yeah.
Like, I went online. I just, like, five ways to make sure they swipe right. And it said, you know, for a woman to swipe right on a guy. It says, worthwhile girls value appearance. So a profile photo of a well-dressed, distinguished-looking guy is more likely to get good swipes as opposed to selfies with a sideways baseball cap and a peace sign.
Oh, that's cool, though.
Or where you're always, man, you go to some guy's pages, and every picture is them pointing at the guy they're standing there with.
Yeah.
Oh.
Why are you pointing at the guy you're standing there with
pose.
Every single time?
And I don't know
a
how
peace
you guys,
sign.
Or the guy that sticks his tongue out in every picture.
But it's like, okay, you're standing next to a guy. Why you got to point at him? We see him standing there with you.
Yeah.
Don't point at the person you're posing with.
If you're broing out or being fratty, I'm not into that.
It's my boy, man.
Raul, what is the picture you have up on your profile?
It's me sitting down, and I have drawn a smiley face on my knee with sunglasses. Like, I put my sunglasses on it, and I'm just laughing.
Ha, see?
Okay, well, you've got a sense of humor.
Yeah. Okay.
Some girls might not get it.
I like a sense of humor, but I'd also like one. Like, maybe you've been to a wedding. Maybe you just have a good picture of yourself. not trying too hard. Put that one up too, and then the funny one.
It says, being that you get to select up to 5 photos that can be displayed on your profile, choose wisely. It's okay to post a shot of you and your friends, but if it's just you and your bros over and over and over, that's a very big turnoff.
Okay.
Because you think, oh, I'm going to be thrust in this situation where it's nothing but me and football games every Sunday. That's not a good turn on. And it's okay if you want to go with another photo of just you, choose one that's interesting setting to strike up a conversation, like a vacation photo.
Right, in the mountains.
But the photo I would highly recommend is a picture of you with your mom.
With mom.
And or family. Yeah. You and an older lady, that's sweet.
Mm-hmm.
What if
that
somebody,
is sweet.
What if the girl thinks it's the cougar girlfriend?
Okay, that's what
I don't know. That's
that could be dangerous.
That's like a guy having a photo of his mom on his nightstand.
It said exclude girls from photos except for mom. Include an ironic or funny movie quote in your About Me shows that you're kind of, you might have similar taste.
I love Lamp.
Yeah, and it also suggests liking a lot more pages on Facebook. So when somebody does try to get more information on you, they're going to go see what you like. And if you have more things in common, they might be more inclined to swipe right.
Does that help you out, Raul?
It does.
All right,
okay,
well.
So no group pictures and like a lot more stuff on Facebook.
And put a picture of you and an old lady on there, even if you don't know her.
Yeah, if your mom's out of town, just go by the old folks home.
Grandma. Girls love
Something charitable or something with a dog.
Or a puppy,
Thank you, Raul.
I do have a dog. Okay, thanks.
There you go. There you go.
There you go.
And a lot of people do use some pretty cheesy pickup lines on Tinder.
Yeah.
And I got hit this. Everybody was sending me this link yesterday of Ice Cube and Ellen.
Oh, right.
They were on the show yesterday, and they were squaring off and sharing a few ways to these cheesy pickup lines that people have been using on Tinder.
Hey, come here often?
That's it?
I'm just getting started. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. I lost my number. Can I have yours?
There you go. That's horrible.
Did it hurt when you fell from heaven?
Do you have a map? Because I lost directions to your place.
Oh.
Oh, y'all like that, huh? Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, do you have a mirror in your pants? Because I can see myself in them.
So those are some maybe lines you could use in your next Tinder approach.
Don't use them trying to be serious.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to work if you're being serious.
Yeah, yeah.
But some people do actually hook up, and they go out after connecting on Tinder. And if you watch the show New Girl, Jess, the character on the show, went on some dates with the guy she met on this Tinder knockoff site they call Dice. And things weren't going well, so she had dropped some awkward lines to end the dates.
A prominent U.S. senator is trying to contact me.
An important document has gone missing. I need to find it.
I have an acquaintance who's in jeopardy.
You know what? I gotta go. I have hockey practice. I'm center wing, so they really need me.
Wow.
So that's how you end a date.
Yeah, there you go.
Failing miserably.
Oh, boy.
We also have a... I'm just like I'm doing all the talking.
No, it's fine, because you have all the stuff.
Right.
I mean, I can't... I can do pickup lines, but I'm not familiar with Tinder. I mean, I have no...
You had some pretty good pickup lines that worked for you back in the day.
Well, back in the day, I would use real original stuff like, what you drinking?
Yeah, see?
You know, stuff like that. It'd be simple. It'd be simple, yeah, it'd be to the point.
Yeah.
And I had a brother...
You know what? That's some girls would appreciate that approach. It's not some cheesy. That's just...
No, and then sometimes you don't even ask a girl... Now, I tell you what, if you're buying a girl a drink at a bar, this is not Tinder, I'm sorry, but don't walk up with the drink. Let her see the bartender make the drink. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because girl, if you're trying to get on the good side of a girl, she doesn't want to think that you may have put something in her drink.
Right. That's we've seen too much CSI.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. That's the pickup move in the bar in person I've used multiple times that's worked, at least to broach conversation, is I will see what a guy's drinking and I will have the bartender send him a drink. And I know that's kind of a reverse move,
right?
But it can
work.
Impressive. Yeah. At least, because he'll at least come over and say thank you and talk to you, and then you might be like,
have you been on Tinder this past week?
I haven't been on Tinder this past week.
Haven't been swiping this week?
Mm-mm.
Taking a break from it?
Well, she was hoping the wedding date would work out, so she kind of gave up Tinder for a minute.
I found some Tinder alternatives, so I'm exploring those right now.
What's an alternative to Tinder?
You want me to get into those for you?
Yeah, you can tell us the alternative real quick.
Actually, there's some... You got to think. So Tinder was the first to come up as this idea. So people are since doing it better or more specific. How about this? This is something that could serve each of us well with what we do for a living. Revealer.
What's that?
You meet the voice first. You see this?
Oh,
if Tinder's
so
too
like
superficial for you, this app lets you create a profile featuring only a 20-second voice clip. To say
wow.
you won't meet someone attractive, I mean, this is like The Voice.
It's like The Voice, the TV
it
show,
is.
But for dating.
It is. So, you know, you can't make that judgment call just based on the voice clip.
I like
After
that.
All, they say a person's voice is a key part of attraction.
Yeah, but then we all had that experience in high school when we'd
yeah.
listen to the nighttime DJ and we'd all fall in love with him. And then you go see him at the mall for the Jell-O jump and that big bald-headed, hairy back man climbs out of the Jell-O and you're like, oh, please, God, no. You're telling me that's Lightning Jack?
I'm just saying.
I've been in love with that man.
How's Lightning Jack doing now?
His big belly comes plopping out. That's but his voice.
Or you dial the wrong number and you're like, who is this? You know, and then
that
you
voice, right?
Voice. And then you start talking to this person. You call him over and over and you finally meet him. It's like, oh.
I know. Don't go. This is the worst idea ever.
But so, the point is, it's a little more personality based.
Yeah.
And like this one, which is really taking off. I've been reading a lot about it. It's called Love Flutter. And a couple of buddies created this when they were sitting at a bar one night thinking, okay, Tinder is quite superficial. And we're smart guys. We're more creative. So we want to focus on personality. So this is to meet witty personalities first. It's kind of brilliant what they've done. You scroll through the app, and the first thing you will see about someone else aren't the pictures of the potential suitors, but quirky factoids, kind of taking a page from Twitter. So you can just write a little, it's more focused on what you write about yourself.
Right.
So some funny things people have written, like, I have 3 kidneys, or secretly I want to be a hand model, and then a blurry profile photo beneath each fact only comes into focus once tapped. So if you kind of are turned on by like, oh, this person's funny, or I like this fact or what they said, then you can see the photo.
Yeah, and you get a taste of their personality, they become more attractive.
Before you look at their picture.
From a guy with a girlfriend, will I get in trouble if I sign up for Tinder?
Yes.
If you tell her you're doing it for a show bit.
Because I'm not trying to hook up.
My married friends are on it.
I'm not trying to hook up.
You just want
to
swipe?
I just want to see what it's like.
I've
never been on.
We have one called Tingle. You meet those in the same bar as you. Location service, you check into a bar or a street so you can see who else is doing the exact same thing as you at that particular moment.
It's who wants to hook up in the same
I think
bar.
We should have a Tinder competition, like where we all gather at your bar and like just sit there on Tinder and try to see who can get
somebody
to hook up.
That's the thing. If you see someone in the bar, you're going to probably talk to them over seeing if they're on this site, right? What about Growler and Jacked? What do those guys? What do those sound like to you?
Growler
and Jacked. They're two different apps, but they're for the same
guys with
demo.
Dogs or people with dogs.
Men
Growler?
Looking for men.
Oh, okay.
And Jacked is for
buff dudes,
the bears, the bigger, fitter, snugglier. But these are both men looking for men.
Okay.
And this one, I think, is just the one I'm going to go for this week. It's called What's Applebee's. It's actually not done by the restaurant chain, but. If you ever wanted to participate in the 2 for $20 showdown at Applebee's but found that you were all alone, this is a social network called What's Applebee's. So if you have a passion for Applebee's and you eat there all the time, you can find
you're
other
solo,
people.
So you can find another solo.
You can find other
2 for $20.
You can find other people.
Two meals for $20.
Yeah, 2 for $20.
Okay,
so right. What's Applebee's just hit the iTunes store.
That's great.
They're calling it the hottest new social network. Again, this is not put on by Applebee's. It's by someone who was very passionate about it. Yeah, so you can just meet all people right. that are also Applebee's fans.
Good. I love it.
I know. Let's close out Tinder Tuesday.
Yeah, let's close out Tinder Tuesday. I thought that was a very helpful Tinder Tuesday session, people.
You know what helps get the attention of people who probably get swiped right a lot?
Hmm.
A real cool message. And there's this message that went viral from a guy named Derek, who has the cool picture. He's just sitting down. It's black and white. Looks like a nice guy.
Yeah.
And he wrote this girl this note. And I'm sure he's done it to a bunch of girls, but Jules is the only one that released it. And it starts with, Jules, let me cut to the chase. There's two ways we could do this. Number one, I could ask you on a date. We would go out for a lovely romantic meal. It would be slightly awkward at first as we met on Tinder. But once you realize I'm a funny, charismatic guy, you'd soon relax in my company. From then on, things would go smoothly. Frequent dates progressing into a relationship. We would love and laugh and generally enjoy each other's company. Eventually, I pluck up the courage and ask you to marry me.
Oh.
We move into our first house. After falling pregnant, you quit your job, and I take over the financial responsibilities myself. Not long after the second child comes along and things go downhill, you let yourself go, and you only have time for the kids. I'm working long, hard hours and pay for the family, and love leaves the relationship. I start an affair, and my stupidity and bad lying leads you to finding out. Divorce.
Oh.
You get the kids, and we agree. I can see them on weekends. The poor children then grow up with parents that hate each other.
Oh.
That's not fair to them, which brings me to item number two. We just hook up.
Hi there, old guy.
Everyone wins. Think of the kids, Jules.
Think of the kids.
Think of the kids.
Isn't that great?
Yeah, how funny is that?
I would at least meet that guy for a cocktail, because that is funny.
That is funny.
I would so meet him.
Well thought out, funny. Obviously, he's joking.
Yeah, we gave you a lot of Tinder info just now, including some Tinder alternatives. So for all that info, that'll be posted at KidNation.com. We'll be back with Tinder Tuesday next week with some good stuff. We got more good stuff.
And speaking of Tinder, we want you to call in and fill in the blanks.
Oh, I'm sorry. I went to Tinder. The curiosity is killing me. I just went to Tinder.com. Sorry.
You're supposed to do it on your phone now. Uh-oh. It's over. The relationship's going to end.
Dr. X.
It's an app, girlfriend.
Back to more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Oh, the first date. You get to see that person, and you get those butterflies in your stomach.
Yep.
That music starts playing in your head.
What do I say?
How do I
keep the conversation going? How do I not talk about myself? How do I ask the right questions?
I don't go on them because I don't like them. I'd rather just get to the knowing part.
Well, yeah. Well, you got to start with the first date.
I know, but I kind of love the awkward uncomfortableness of it.
You know,
I kind of love it.
You don't know and what's going to happen, and everything's just happening, and you don't know if it's going to end with a kiss and all the anticipation of the end of the date.
You don't get that a lot anymore.
Yeah. It's a sales call. It's a sales call.
Right.
I mean, it's not a cold call because you know you're going on a date, but it's like you're trying to talk this person into you, and they're trying to hopefully talk you into them. So,
but sometimes, right in the middle of that first date, it's just snap, and you just free fall to the ground, and you say, "This is just not going to work," because this person did this. Game over.
And it could be something small. But when you don't know someone.
It's your personal deal breaker. It could be anything. Mm-hmm. And the other person has no idea what it could be. So if a guy or a girl did blank or ordered blank on a first date, it's a deal breaker. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
This is from Lisa on Facebook. True story, she says. On a first date, I said I love bacon-wrapped jalapenos. He said, I don't like bacon-wrapped jalapenos. And bacon is only for breakfast. That was, of course, our last date.
Oh, my goodness.
Bacon is only for breakfast. That's loco.
Wow. That's
an odd one. You know, I'm not even much of a foodie, but I had a date once where we, like, went out on the lake all day boating with some friends. It was awesome. Had a great time. But, you know, you're swimming, and we've been on the water for 6 hours, and we stopped to get food on the way home, just the guy and I. And I go and order a sandwich and soup and whatever, and he ordered a side salad. No joke. And I was like ravenous. And he was a fit guy, a side salad. And then he ate some of my food.
Oh, see, that would be the
And
ender.
I don't like, if a guy doesn't eat meat, that's kind of a deal breaker for me.
Yeah.
But I like some guy that's going to, I want him to order something. I don't want to out order the guy.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
I had a girl on a first date one time. I never will forget it. We're sitting at the bar. And we didn't know where we were going after that. This was just our first meeting place of the first date. And she would say, seriously, where are we going after this? Seriously. Seriously, what are you ordering? Seriously. She would start, and it is driving me crazy just to talk about it. She would start and end a sentence with the word seriously. And it was like, get me out of this place. Seriously. Get me away from her. Seriously. Oh, it drove me crazy.
I had a buddy who was dating a girl for like 4 months, and he seriously started talking about and he started talking about the marriage thing. And we brought up to him do you notice that she says ew a lot?
Ew.
See, why would you do that to him?
Because he didn't notice. It's something he would notice later in life.
He didn't notice.
Exactly.
And why would you do that?
That's what guys do.
That's what guys do.
Girls and guys use crutch words when they're nervous and don't know someone.
Sometimes, point out something to ruin it for somebody, because once you point it out, then that's all they hear.
We didn't know.
You are a jerk.
We didn't know that it was going to be something that he would focus on and break up with her.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
JC, I'm so mad at you.
Because it was a cute thing. We were like, did you notice that she says ew a lot?
No, you did. Okay, now it was a cute thing. Now you went from, you know how annoying she is. Oh, no, it was cute.
We didn't say it was annoying.
How did we know we were going to ruin a potential love of his life?
We didn't say it was annoying. We just said, have you noticed?
I'm so mad at you.
Ew, all the time.
Let's go to the phone. Ew.
Ew. We helped our friend, I think.
You're a jerk.
Taylor, what are your deal breakers? Taylor,
a girl that doesn't know her name.
Oh, yeah.
That's
Taylor, first date deal breaker.
oh, okay. They said there were two Taylors. Well, I went to this really nice steakhouse with this guy, and at the end of the, when the waitress came and handed us our bill, he opened it, turned it towards me. And I just kind of looked at him puzzled, and he said, you write in whatever you want for the tip, and you can sign it.
And then you can...
It was very awkward.
But
he was
paying. He just told her to pick the amount of the tip.
Hmm. Yeah.
She could write
Which
in whatever she wanted for the tip.
Why?
That's yeah. He's trying to show off.
Yeah, you do whatever you want, baby. I'm a show off.
Mm-hmm.
Or he's really bad at math, Taylor. You don't know.
Yeah, one or the other.
He's bad at a lot of things.
Yeah. Is that the only?
We got into the when we left the steakhouse and got into his truck to go back. He leaned over, took the biggest cartoon character whiff of a smell of a person you can get. And told me, you smell real nice.
And now this, how many wedding anniversaries have you celebrated?
My man.
Oh, yeah. Well, about that, I never went on another date.
Yeah, it's a deal breaker. That's all right.
First date deal breaker.
That's
all right.
Funny, though.
Thanks, baby.
Courtney wrote us on Facebook, and this is, I mean, obviously a huge deal breaker, I think, when she said the guy played on his phone the entire time.
Yeah, that's not cool.
Oh, yeah, that's...
You got to keep the phone off the
table. That's a whooping.
Yeah. A lot of it happens at the restaurant. I mean, those are the deal breakers. Like Savannah wrote on our Facebook, one guy was rude to the wait staff and ordered a lot of alcohol. Lisa, the deal breaker, if he doesn't leave a tip. So that has restaurant manners are extremely important.
Mm-hmm. We'll go to Taylor number two. There were two Taylors. Go ahead, Taylor.
Okay, speaking of restaurant manners, I just turned 16. It was one of my first dates. I thought we were going to someplace really nice, which is Macaroni Grill, which kind of is nice.
It is.
We sat down. He didn't even let me order my drink. He just said, I'll take a shot of Wild Turkey.
How old was he? You said you were 16?
I was 16. I think he just turned 21, and I just made up this really lame excuse that I was grounded and my dad was calling and I needed to go home.
Shot a wild turkey, did it.
That'll do it for you.
Some dudes need a little shot to get them a little loose. So.
Yeah, she was 16.
Not when you're dating a 16-year-old.
Yeah, that's true.
That's and
true.
When the guy's like ripping shots and getting real
when you
drunk.
First get to the bar or restaurant.
Or, Macaroni
Grill. Yeah. If you're doing shots of wild turkey at Macaroni Grill.
Yeah, Sylvia says the guy she went out with ordered.
I'm not going to hate, but I feel you.
What about ordering a daiquiri with whipped cream?
The guy?
When I've been dating a guy for a while and he likes to get kind of a girly drink, I think that's cool. That's fine. But on the first date, I'm like a beer and burger girl, even if I don't always want a beer and burger, just to show, like, I like this. I'm low maintenance. When a guy orders a daiquiri with whipped cream, come on.
Yeah.
I love pina coladas, though. Is that a girly drink?
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah, that's fine when you're on vacation or married. Yeah, you can enjoy it, but not on the first date.
It's got a slice of pineapple in it. Yes, it's a girly drink.
Kate, what was your first date deal breaker?
I actually have one from both sides of the spectrum, seeing as my boyfriend and I met on a dating website. He said that his worst one was a girl. They had wings, I guess, and she ended up eating the rest of her ranch dressing with a spoon in front of him.
She really liked ranch.
I'm surprised she didn't put a straw
like,
in
second,
it.
The second she started eating any dressing or condiment with a spoon, I was out.
And
I was
like, put her finger off in the bottom of it.
And what about yours? Because I think you and I have something in common.
We went to Starbucks, and he kind of just assumed, since I'm like a white college girl, that I would enjoy a pumpkin spice latte and ordered for me. And I was like, okay, I may like pumpkin spice lattes, but maybe I wasn't feeling it today, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I just don't like the whole...
Ordering for
I know some you. Girls, I think I know who you are, so I'm going to order for you.
Some girls dig that if you can order a bottle of wine or something.
But not the coffee.
I don't know, the Starbucks, there's
no,
a little
and
bit
not
different.
My dinner. When a guy's like, she's going to have this, or he'll just go, we'll split a burger, right? I'm like, I want my whole burger.
Mm-hmm. He can only order you that pumpkin spice latte if you're wearing yoga pants. Were you wearing yoga pants?
And Uggs.
And Uggs.
Totally. No, I would never. No. Yeah. Not, no.
Not the right time
Good
to order
for
it.
You.
Yeah.
Ashley says her first date deal breaker is a guy took her to a nice restaurant and then ordered chicken tenders. Deal breaker.
Chicken tenders.
Yeah, I think there should be a cutoff age for the chicken tender.
Yeah.
And the crustless PB&J.
Oh, that's so good too, though. Courtney, first date deal breaker.
Yes. When I'm kind of like Jenna, when a guy orders like a steak or something, I want him to order it like rare or medium rare. If he orders well done, it's definitely a deal breaker.
Oh, because he's
like, you want the blood dribbling out of the corner of his mouth?
Well, not really, but I don't want him to order it well done because I get my steak medium rare, so.
Well, maybe he likes his steak a different way.
Yeah, but that means she's going to have to wait for her steak a little bit longer.
No.
True.
If
yes.
They know how to cook it, no. Okay.
Hey, it's her deal breaker. It's not ours, Al. We're not here to judge. We're just here to listen.
I think the theme of all of this with the food stuff is that we don't want to feel manlier and tougher than the guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the guy.
We don't want to get the steak and he gets the salad.
Right.
But what if it's a steak salad?
Oh, well, good point.
JC, if you and I had gone on a first date with the way you normally eat and you get hard-boiled eggs and a chicken breast with no butter on your broccoli and whatever.
I've been screaming.
I don't do that on first dates.
Exactly.
That's right. You suck us all in.
Marsha says on her first date, the deal breaker was walking her to the car, he did the farmer hanky.
What's that?
Oh!
Where you put one nose, one nostril.
Oh, you blow your nose. Rocket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Unless you're a Premier League soccer player doing it on the field.
No, not even athletes.
I don't care. Yeah, I want you to do it.
I tried to do it once as a kid and I failed, so I never did it again. Amy, what is your deal breaker?
Okay, this is kind of like Jenna also. He orders a Long Island iced tea, and after about four of them, he asked me to go through my Tinder messages. To see if I've been saying the same thing to other guys.
Oh, well, after four Long Islands, what do you really expect?
He's a sorority girl. I mean, he's being jealous and drinking Long Island iced tea.
Long Island iced tea.
And to top it off.
Uh-oh. There's more.
He says, yes, this is the cherry. He says, oh, you can come back to my place, but you have to be gone by 5:30 because my mom gets up at 6.
Oh, that's great.
Did you?
No. Oh, heck no.
Of course not. Thank you, Amy. That was wonderful.
What about leather pants on the first date, Kelly?
No.
No.
Yeah.
Wait, I've done it.
It's fall. I mean for the guy.
Okay.
This guy's trying to be Ross from Friends with the baby powder and
Are you Kanye?
No.
It's the Kid Kratic Morning Show.
Well,
welcome to the JC and Big Al Show.
I guess so. The women have left the studio. I don't know where they are.
That's weird because I wanted to talk about Kelly's new book club that she has.
I know.
Going.
Kelly started this lame. What? No, I'm sorry.
Don't call it lame.
I'm not calling it a book club.
She's not in here.
No, I don't want to. I'm not dissing the whole concept, the premise. Just this book.
It's a book called Stalk the Guy, Catch the Guy, Feed Him Once a Day.
Get the man, find him, duct tape him, or something. I don't know what it is. Catch a man. Even when you... Okay, ladies, thank y'all for coming.
Someone would give us more of a notice than we are back.
We're back.
Or maybe say,
you know what?
30 seconds.
You know what? I've been working this job just as long as you have. Somehow I know how to get my butt in here.
You don't have hair to fix. Yes, I have hair to fix.
He has to color his hair.
We have to do
How much effort is it to open the door and say, you got 30 seconds instead of we're back?
I figured
There's
you knew.
How do we know?
The break is the same length of time.
Same every time.
I'll start yelling down the hallway.
Thank you.
Thank you, Shannon.
Just a little 30-second window.
Anyway. We yelled, we're back, but the door was shut.
Hey, y'all can do the... You know what? Yeah. We're happy to leave and go finish getting ready, and you and Al can carry this break.
We were just endorsing your new idea, this book club.
Yeah. Go ahead. Tell me what you got.
Stalk them, catch them, and feed them once a day, whatever it's called.
Yeah.
Called Get the Guy by Matthew Hudson.
Yeah, Imprison Your Man.
Mm-hmm.
What's
it's
it
not
called
Imprison Your Man. It's about getting the kind of quality man in your life that you deserve because you are a quality woman.
And the book is called?
Get the Guy by Matthew Hussey.
Okay.
You just said that.
I know.
All right, so Kelly, you want people to buy the
book?
Yes, then...
my girlfriend is reading it, and we were having lunch the other day, and she pulled this book out of her bag. She goes, Kelly, you have got to read this book. Now, she just started it, and she was very excited. And I think I haven't gotten, I want to read it together. I want us to do it as a group. So I'm kind of
pulling
the reins a little bit because I want to do it together. But basically, I think the first lesson is something about how you have to expand your reach, your circle.
Yeah.
And so you have to practice, like, flirting with the waiter and stuff. I'm like, I got flirting with the waiter down.
That's all you did.
That's why I date nothing but waiters.
Yeah.
How do you expand beyond that? But it's supposed to teach you how to get comfortable with, because a lot of times men are not going to make the first move.
Right.
Everybody's so focused on what they're doing. How do you get someone's attention?
I think it's about just going outside your comfort zone a little bit.
Well, would you like to know how many people have signed up for your book club?
I would love to know.
So far, Kelly Raspberry.
Drum roll, please.
Shannon's getting it for me.
Okay.
Oh, is it going to embarrass me?
No. I think it's pretty good for the first day.
You can do this on KidNation.com.
Yeah. Sign up for Kelly's book club and read the book.
And the link to the book is there.
Get the guy.
So far, Kelly, you have 150 people in your book club.
That's great. Wow.
That's great. I want more, obviously. I think a lot of people are telling me on Twitter and stuff and Facebook, like, I have the book, but I haven't read it yet. I'm going to join this and do this with you. But they haven't necessarily gone to Kid Nation to sign up and be officially part of the book club.
And let me ask you this on this book, Get the Guy. Are you going to be reading any of the excerpts from your book
on the
air?
Yeah, we'll be discussing. Or we'll do it together. I mean, I've got to sit down and figure out because I want to do this right. I'm going to try to channel Oprah, you know, and
I can't
really
even find Oprah's channel.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's part of the problem.
Somewhere.
But, you know, we do calls to action. Like, if he gives us a step, we're going to all do that step together. We're going to have homework, and we're going to, fun homework.
Homework.
Fun. What's the point of reading the book Get the Guy if you don't do what he tells you to do? We got to do it. You know, we can read self-help books all day, but reading them doesn't change anything. Actually taking action.
Well, for every yin, Kelly, there's a yang. For every action, there's a reaction. So when you're reading this book,
Get the Guy by Matthew Hussey with a fabulous British accent. And he has daily little videos that he posts for extra little tips on how you address certain situations.
What I want to know, looking at him, how do you get that guy?
Is he cute, isn't he?
You guys and your love for authors lately.
Anyway,
it's our love for guys with British accents.
You have inspired me to pen my own book. This is what this author is called, writing
pen
a
your
book.
Own
I've,
book.
I've started penning my own book. And from the writer of 50 Ways to Lay and Life of Pi Imp, I bring you Don't Get Got.
Gotcha!
A tutorial of how to not fall victim to the conniving manipulations of the hunting, preying female.
Oh my gosh, Al.
The conniving?
Road, I'm reading the foreword to my book, please. The road to the promised land of booty can be tricky. But we don't need women out here reeking of desperation, dressed in camo, plotting and scheming on how to get us. Hookups are supposed to happen organically and naturally in our same natural habitat that we've thrived in for years. At the club. It is so unnatural to think that a fine hottie has researched your weaknesses, watched countless hours of video, and has crafted a strategy to get us. Don't Get Got will show you the early warning signs of these man-hungry predators and you will learn to detect when you are in the crosshairs of a bridal magazine-toting female sniper that has already picked out her wedding gown, named her kids, and applied for 0.9% financing on your brand-new minivan. Don't Get Got will teach you valuable escape techniques.
Like what?
If you don't read this book, you might as well stop by the drugstore, pick up a box of tampons on your way home, because I guarantee you will need them. Don't Get Got. Available on Famazon.com.
You are a hypocrite, because you is got.
Yeah, you is got.
I am helping
my
brothers.
Coming from the man that bought a bar just to meet women.
But you know what?
Gotcha.
My girlfriend did not read a book and look at
videos
on how she going
to
get a man.
Not everyone needs to. This isn't about how to trap the man.
I am. Oh, yes, it is.
No, it's about how women ruin it.
I want you to go on and
it's just about how to...
Have your book club. Go on and have your book club.
Why? I don't get it. What is the problem? Why wouldn't we want to be fulfilled as women and as men in a healthy relationship? You can do all these meaningless one-night stands and hookups. This is about finding a quality person and attracting that quality person to you.
Al thinks you're entrapping him.
It's not entrapment.
We want
it's
you.
It's attracting.
See, you're not understanding. We want you. We want to be with you. But we just don't want to be trapped, to be captured. We want it to just happen. You know what I'm saying?
You don't want the girls to be trying. You want it to be effortless.
Yeah, they can try a little bit.
So girls are just supposed to show up and stand there until a man deems us worthy of hitting on.
Is that what you think, Al?
Absolutely.
Okay, so I'm gonna put that method into practice. I'm just going to show up and stand there.
You might want to finish your hair before you do that.
Shut up, Al.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.